Peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Please rise for the reading of our text. The text comes from Mark chapter 4. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The Gospel of our Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if there is a God, how could he let something so terrible like this happen? How could a loving God allow an earthquake to shake up an entire city? How could a merciful God allow a tornado to tear down homes and businesses? How could a loving God allow death and destruction to come upon innocent men, women, and children? Have you ever had thoughts like these running through your mind? That's foolish of us. For all those times that we let our imagination run wild, or we let fly with accusations against God, St. Mark shows us the merciful words and works of Jesus. Here on the Sea of Galilee, it becomes clear. Jesus cares for you, commanding the wind and the sea, and calling for your faith. Have you ever actually seen a picture of the Sea of Galilee? If you have, you're probably a bit surprised. It's really not all that big. You can see right across it. It's just 8 miles across and 13 miles wide. Back in Jesus' day, this tiny lake was known for two things: fish and sudden deadly storms. Unlike today, the Sea of Galilee was a major fishing lake. It was the lifeblood of many of the local people. Some of Jesus' most famous disciples were even fishermen. Peter and his brother Andrew, and the brothers James and John. But like I said, fishing was no safe job. The lake was also known for those sudden deadly storms. It had the perfect recipe for it. The lake was located down in a valley with high mountains on both sides, and the cool air would come down the mountains and mix with the humid air above the lake. And often this concoction could whip up a wild storm. One day, we're told, Jesus and his disciples were preaching near the Sea of Galilee. That's where he did a lot of his ministry. And on this day, the crowd was especially large. So large, in fact, that he had to preach from a boat a ways offshore. After a long day of preaching, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." So they started to make their way across. But as they were crossing the sea, a storm came out of nowhere. There was wind whipping all around, and waves were crashing over the side of the boat. These men who spent their lives working at sea were terrified, and they knew that if they didn't get help, they were going down. So they went to Jesus. Surely Jesus could help them. But when they found their Savior, he was sleeping on a cushion. Sleeping, Jesus? Really? On this little boat, in this massive storm, and you're sleeping? Yes, Jesus was sleeping. He was human after all, and he was tired from a long day of preaching. But the disciples ran to him, and they shook him awake and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" That's when Jesus showed that he was in complete control. He calmly stood up and said, "Quiet, be still." And just like that, the wind stopped whipping around. The waves stopped crashing over the boat. The disciples were in awe. They were at a loss for words. All they could say was, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Now, you have that one friend. You've known him forever. You can go to him with anything. But when you were really in trouble, he didn't take the time to listen to you. Or there's your parents who have always loved you and cared for you. But when you were really worried about something, there was nothing that they could do. Seems like situations like that happen all too often. We really need someone's help, and there's nothing they can do. Or even worse, they don't even take the time to listen. That can be a crushing feeling. And that's probably the exact same feeling the disciples had when they found their Savior sleeping in the bottom of the boat. Sleeping, Jesus? Are you really sleeping? I guess he's not in control of anything at all. Now, looking back, it's easy for us to have that, come on, disciples, attitude. What were they worried about? Storm or not, Jesus was in the boat with them. But how have you reacted when a storm comes into your life? Were you confident in Jesus caring when that loved one died too early? You prayed and prayed that it wasn't their time to go, but they died anyways. Were you confident in Jesus caring when that natural disaster struck our country? Seems like every year we hear about a hurricane on the way, or a tornado ripping through the Midwest, or the earthquake shaking the West Coast. Were you confident in Jesus caring during a tragedy like September 11th, when the unbelieving terrorists flew planes into the World Trade Center, killing many people and striking fear into the heart of our nation? Now, I know that was over 10 years ago, but do you still worry about when will the next 9/11 be? How will it happen? Where will it happen? How many lives will be ruined this time? Despite everything Jesus has done for us, we still find ourselves asking, where is God now? Don't you care about us, Jesus? How could you let something so terrible like this happen? Sometimes Jesus does allow storms to enter our lives, and sometimes he does let disasters take place. But God always works in the interests of men, of believers, of his disciples, of you. You remember that passage from when you were young in St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You see, God always works with the purpose of saving souls for eternal life. So when the disciples were afraid and they turned to Jesus for help, he calmed the storm. And when God humbles the heart of a sinner and turns it back to him in faith, he ends the disaster. Jesus is Almighty God. He was in control over the wind and the waves on the Sea of Galilee. He's in control now over the storms. He was in control when your loved one died. He's in control during all the difficult times in your life. Jesus is in control because he cares for you. Now, just a few seconds earlier, the wind was whipping around, the waves were crashing over the side of the boat, and now it was completely calm. It had been so deafening that the disciples could barely hear each other yelling across the boat. It was so loud they could barely think, and now it was completely silent. The waves had been building. They were higher than the boat itself. And now the sea was like a sheet of glass. The disciples, awestruck, said to each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Then Jesus asked the disciples two simple questions. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Now, I guess we can see why the disciples were so afraid. They were afraid because they were men of the sea. They knew exactly how dangerous a storm like this could be. They had probably lost a friend or a relative in a storm. If you were a young child living around the Sea of Galilee at this time and you didn't have a father, he was probably lost in a storm just like this one. But Jesus was not handing out excuses. The disciples' problem wasn't this storm or lives that had been lost in a previous storm. "Why do you have no faith?" he asked. The disciples had been with Jesus during his ministry. They had seen him do miracles. He showed power over the supernatural. When the demon-possessed man came into the synagogue, he drove out the demon with just his words. He had shown power over the natural. When the paralytic man was lowered through the roof, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven. Get up and walk." And when the man with leprosy came to him, he healed him. The disciples had no reason to be afraid. Jesus obviously wasn't too worried about it. He was sleeping. And it couldn't be the end yet, because he had not yet accomplished what he came to earth to do. Bottom line is, sometimes a disciple's problem is a simple, sinful lack of faith. Now, I suppose your trust in Jesus is strong when everything is great in your life. You're excelling at work, your relationship with your spouse is better than ever, and on top of it all, your entire family's healthy. But then a storm comes into your life. A natural disaster's on the way, and you're filled with fear and worry. Your coworkers are talking bad about you behind your back at work, and you're filled with anger or hatred. You find out that grandpa got diagnosed with cancer, and your heart is overtaken with worry and fear. Something bad happens, and we lose all trust in Jesus. It's like we've never trusted in him at all. But that's exactly when Jesus calls for your faith. When you've offended God with your worries, he sends his son to die for you on the cross and forgive all your sins. When you've angered God with your lack of trust, he welcomes you into his family and on the day that you are baptized. It's so amazing, it almost doesn't make any sense. God does all these great things for us, then we doubt that he cares, we don't trust him, and then he just goes and does more great things for us. God truly treats us all better than we deserve. The disciples, after all, were strengthened by what they saw Jesus do on the Sea of Galilee. And we too can be strengthened by it. The same God that was in control over the wind and the waves is the God that's in control over you and over me. If he can have power over the wind and the waves, surely he can have control over everything in our lives. Because Jesus cares for you, and because he calls for your faith, be confident that he's in control. Amen. The peace of the Lord, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.